Hey guys, it's Miss Butt, and today I'm back with a story time. So, this story time is literally kind of crazy. And it happened in middle school. So, in like 7th grade, this happened. So, I was just going about my day as regular, and some rumors started spreading about me. It was weird. It was like, what is going on? I didn't even know of this until my friend told me. But there was rumors about a guy liking me. Yeah, and that was pretty weird because I'm like, what is happening? But yeah, and it was just, I just tried to ignore it. So I just went on about my day and like try to get through weeks and just ignore it. But then it just got a little weird because the guy that liked me tried to confess. So like he literally went to my locker and tried to confess. He was literally behind me, like waiting to confess to me. And I don't know why I did this, but like I was just so, like, we're not supposed to date or anything, like, as a Muslim. And I was just, like, weirded out. Like, I never had a guy like me in everything. So, like, I was at my locker at the time. He was, like, right behind me waiting to confess. So, I was, like, I knew he was behind me. So, I slammed my locker shut and ran away. I slammed it so hard that like the whole hallway went silent, and then I just ran away because I just did not know what to do. And this wasn't the only time this happened. It happened before too, and but this time is different. So that was the first time it happened. Okay, the second time this happened, he was still behind my locker. I believe, yeah, he was behind my locker, but this time like I wasn't like I just closed my locker regularly, like I didn't slam it or anything. And a so-called friend was there too. She was like 6 feet tall or something, and I'm like only like 5 feet, like I'm very short. And I don't know what got into her, but like she apparently wanted me to accept his confession so much that she pinned me against my locker. Like, literally, I literally could not get out and wouldn't let me out until I accepted his confession. I don't know why I was friends with this girl. So I'm so glad she eventually let me go, though. Like, when the bell rang, like, I got late to class, but at least she let me go. But, like, of course I wasn't gonna accept his confession thanks to that only. And, like, I can't. So, I just waited till she let me go. And, oof, it doesn't stop here either. And, like, this rumor got so, like, popular, I guess, that like there was in the girl's bathroom, there was our names together like in a heart, and I was like, what the heck, like what is going on? And I was just like, what is this? And then every time I would go in the bathroom, there was like a new one, like a new of a like new drawing of our names together, and it was so weird. And it got so bad and so annoying that I had to tell the office. Even a teacher told me she already went in there in the bathroom and erased what someone else wrote, like an already erased in drawing, and then she had to go back and erase more. We were all like, what the heck is happening? So yeah, so. And this 6 feet tall friend I'm mentioning, I'm not friends with her anymore. Like, since middle school, I broke it off. Because she did something else, too, that was, like, off the charts. Like, what? This same girl slapped me across the face in the gym locker room. Yeah.
So, like, I'm glad that I blocked her on Snapchat and everything. Like, I do not have to deal with this. Like, I don't know. Like, after that, like, I was still friends with her for a while because I didn't even know what was, like, I guess you could say I was naive because I don't know why I stay friends with her, but, like, I blocked her afterwards. Like, when I went to high school and everything, I just blocked her. Like, she moved schools too, so that's a good thing. Yeah. That was quite. That's basically the story I have. That's one story, actually. I think I have quite a few. Or, like, short. This is another story, I guess. This is a short, very short story, if you guys are willing to listen. Like, this girl, like, literally, she is from elementary school. Like, I have, and this was high school. Like, it takes place in high school, but I haven't known this girl since, like, I haven't seen her since elementary school. So it was very weird. And it was in biology class. And she came up to me and said, "Oh, hi, how are you doing? Have you gotten a boyfriend yet?" And I was literally like, "What the heck? You've never talked to me. Why are you asking that?" That was so weird to me because, like, clearly I can't have a boyfriend. Maybe she didn't know, but, like, still, why would you? The first time you meet someone, is that what you really ask? I don't even know. Like, I thought it was just weird. But yeah. That's some stories. So I will see y'all next time for. Do you guys want me to do another story time? Or I'll talk about anything interesting, honestly. Anything. Like, anything y'all want to hear. So bye. And stay tuned for my other episode. Straight into it. I'm just gonna say this is not gonna be a long episode. Probably maybe even just a 5-minute episode, or maybe even less than that. But like this episode is just gonna mainly serve as like a foundation, like a starting point for my other episode. Basically talking about like DC culture and like culture appropriation and stuff like that, because I feel like I just want to talk about my culture and like appreciate my culture too within this podcast and like inform the public about my culture and stuff like that. And I just feel like it's such an important topic to talk about because I feel like we need like representation of our like culture. Sorry, it's been a long day, but anyways, yeah. And I just feel like the representation on Netflix is like not that great or anything, but I feel like the representation that we're getting on like the viral TikTok videos too, or like I've seen them and they're just, it feels so nice to just see like accurate representation on social media. And I just think it's very nice, so I want to just talk about like, just want to give like a head starter for what I want to talk about for our DC culture, and anything that you guys want me to talk about too, I will talk about. So with DC culture, there's like a lot of, I guess you could say, there's just a lot in the culture of like there's a lot of material or like things to talk about within the DC culture. Like there's so much that is just going around in my head. Like there's just like media and stuff like that, like are being represented, like in these, there's a lot of stuff, but
yeah, they see fashion, like our dresses and stuff like that. Also, like Mandy, and the English, in English it may be called henna, stuff like that. And there's just a lot to talk about, and I feel like I'll just, like, there's traditional items for clothing, for example, like, that I will talk about is like our jewelry too. Like, there's just a lot, like, I feel like goes over our heads when we're talking about, or like thinking about Daisy culture. And basically I'm just gonna do my research, or I already know quite a bit about Daisy culture, but I want to make sure everything is planned out for the next podcast episode to make sure I don't miss anything, to make sure I don't offend anyone, to make sure I get all the information needed. Also, this plan may change because my next episode may not be about Daisy culture, but it may. But, like, you know, I just may talk about something else and then may, like, put off this episode to some other day. But, like, I will eventually get to this topic. But yes, like, if you even, like, go on Safari and search, like, Desi culture appropriation or, like, Desi culture, you will see, like, a lot to go through with Desi culture. It's, like, it's so wide. Like, there's, it's just, like, there's so much to explore of the culture, like any culture. There's, like, so much to explore, and you need to go over, like, analyze and, like, figure out, like, opinions and stuff like that of, like, oh yeah, and, like, facts of, like, if, like, this is actual, like, if this is appropriation or, like, or stuff like that. So yeah, I will see you for my next podcast episode, everyone. Bye.